As individuals, we often like to surround ourselves with people or things that we like, and those people or those things that reflect a certain aspect of ourselves in them often shape who we are. I wanted to know how one's surrounding might shape their identity, so I talked to a friend named Pepe, who my parents and I know from a soccer club in Philly. The soccer club does play an important role in this story, but we will get to that later. This is Pepe.
I'm from Spain. Inside Spain, I come from a region in which we speak two languages. The community that speaks Spanish and the community that speaks Catalan. I am from the part that speaks Spanish. I am a male. I am homosexual. I am a teacher in a university. I come from a very, very religious family. My parents are Opus Dei, which is the most probably strict branch of the Catholic Church. And I was taught systematically that being gay, it was horrible.
He says that being gay was compared to prostitution in his religion. That's how homophobic his upbringing was. So I decided to ask him how this played a role on discovering his identity.
For me to realize that I was gay was very difficult. I didn't even know that I was gay until I was 33 years old, which is, you know, it's very late. And I guess there was some part in my brain and in my subconscious that didn't really want to know my own identity in this case, because I didn't want to accept to myself that I was, quote, a horrible person, end quote.
Right. And did you ever feel like people you knew, whether they were family, friends, or loved ones, who maybe didn't make you feel like you were a horrible person, but possibly abused your rights?
I mean, I come from a family of 12 children. And my parents were not... They did have children because they thought they had to, because they belonged to this cult. And they didn't really think of their children as separate entities. They thought of us as properties. So I don't want to use the word abuse, because there are many things that are included in abuse. And I, obviously, in my case, it's very mild. But if I had to choose, yeah, I would choose my parents. They'd never thought of us as people who had rights. They always thought that we were their property.
Okay, just some background. The cult he is referring to, while he did not mention it much in the interview, from what I got, it had to do with his religion and his Spanish-speaking background. He also mentioned this.
When I was a kid, there was the minority or the group that was, we can say, in power, political power, and who had were ruling all the schools, were the Catalan-speaking. And constantly they would make us feel, those who speak Spanish, that we were kind of less off. When people are abused, they don't speak up. They don't think they can speak up in any kind of abuse. Sometimes something as simple as saying, hey, you have rights, speak up, don't let them, you know, abuse you, is very elementary from the outside, but in the inside, it's somebody has to say it.
It was hard for Pepe to feel as if he fit in, especially when he had so many siblings. It was a constant struggle for him to get any sort of attention from his parents, and most of the things he did were just to please them. It wasn't very clear if he had support from his family.
But I did business because I thought that would please my parents. It was a big mistake, because at the end of the day, you have to do what you really want to do. We try harder to please our parents or something. that we do. But yeah, I would go to church for many, many years only to please my parents, although I didn't believe a thing.
There were also many times when he felt out of place.
When I was a kid, and I was going to a very, very wealthy high school, and, and my parents didn't have money. And the reason why I was going there is because this high school belonged to this Opus Dei, which is a very high class group. And since my parents belonged to that, we had a scholarship. Not because I was a good student, because I wasn't. Just because my parents belonged to this cultish group. But the differences between me and the rest of the kids in that school were amazing. I mean, amazing. They were so obvious. I would go to their houses and I would feel so overwhelmed because I could not afford any of the things that I saw. I totally felt constantly out of time. I remember once that a teacher asked us, those of you who have a scholarship, can you raise your hand in the middle of the class?
Wow.
There were other times, obviously. And that time, I mean, it was really embarrassing because he was kind of acknowledging, hey, I'm poor.
But life wasn't always as bad as this. In fact, when he moved to America, he dropped business and picked up math, one of his favorite subjects, and now he's a math professor. He is also no longer religious and feels free to believe what he wants. He then became a part of the soccer club that I mentioned my parents and I were a part of in the beginning. It is an LGBT recreational soccer club, and while my parents and I aren't of the minority, they are open and accepting to everyone, especially Pepe.
The Falcons.
The Falcons. Falcons
are one of those groups that really made me feel welcome since the beginning. Falcons is a soccer group of the LGBT community.
Yes.
Here in Philadelphia. And one of the things that the Falcons has is that it has a very international community. Falcons was one of those groups that I always felt very comfortable and very welcome. And I always felt that everybody was nice for just because.